Good morning. Welcome back. 9:23. Got some sunshine here in a beautiful morning. 21 degrees. What we got going? Well, it is Wednesday. Time to head over to Breckenridge, over to OSPTI. Talk with our friends over there. Got Carly on the phone with me this morning. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about Parkinson's. We hear a lot about this, and you have help available for people with Parkinson's or a program at OSPTI. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Parkinson's is pretty prevalent in the United States. About 90,000 people are actually diagnosed each year. For those who aren't familiar, it's a brain disorder that causes kind of unintended or uncontrollable movements. You usually get some shaking and stiffness and difficulty with balance and coordination. And typically, the disease kind of comes on gradually and worsens over time. So people eventually have trouble walking and talking as it kind of progresses.
So, Carly, do you...
The treatment...
Go ahead.
Oh, the treatment program that we have is called OSPT Big, and it really addresses some of those walking and balance issues that people with Parkinson's tend to develop. It also looks at activities of daily living, so some of those things like everyday tasks of writing, getting dressed, maybe getting up from a low chair, those types of things become pretty difficult. We try to over-exaggerate the physical movements, like, for instance, when you're walking, taking higher steps and bigger arm swings. To really retrain the muscles and slow down those slower movements that develop. So each session will involve a number of exercises, some functional tasks, like I talked about before, the sitting to stand from a chair, maybe like pushing your arm through a sleeve of a T-shirt. It also includes hierarchy tasks, so those are more complex tasks, like, and they're individualized to what the patient's goals are. So maybe they want to be able to play golf or clean their house. You know, there's a lot of things that go into those tasks. And then it also involves some walking, too. So just kind of trying to redo how people are moving and help with the muscle function.
Now, typically, are you seeing a lot more people coming in with Parkinson's, Carly?
I would say it... People come and go with this, and since it maybe starts out a little gradually, it doesn't matter where you're at in your diagnoses. Really, any time you can come in, and a lot of our patients will discharge and then come back later when they kind of need a tune-up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a pretty good flow of patients with that.
There seems to be a lot of information. There seems to be people doing making some great strides with Parkinson's disease. Do you have a lot of like information coming at you in regards to how to treat it?
Yeah, this course is very research-based, and it's a great course. You do have to be certified in order to provide this treatment. At OSPTI, a lot of our therapists are actually LSPT Big certified, so it's a great place to come to get treatment specifically for Parkinson's.
Boy, great information. Carly, people need more information about this. What is your number at OSPTI?
Our Hankinson number is 701-242-7323, and then in Breckenridge, our number is 218-641-7725.
Always great to talk with you. Listen, you have a great rest of the week, a fantastic weekend. Enjoy the weather, and we'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
All right, sounds good.
You bet. That is Carly, OSPTI in Breckenridge, talking Parkinson's today. And again, that phone number in Breckenridge, if you want some more information, 641-7725. 928 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
The past year represented a record in value for U.S. agricultural exports. Veronica Nye, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Economist, explains the final trade data for 2022.